County Administrator Pat Bean, Attorney Renee Lee, and Internal Performance Auditor Jim Barnes got the chance to defend their jobs. Commission Chair Ken Hagen called for their resignation Tuesday and mentioned possibly firing them if they did not quit.
I'm actually quite saddened to make these comments, but I'm also nearly sickened by the dysfunctional culture that has developed. And so I believe the time has come to take action.
Before they spoke, Commissioner Kevin Beckner asked Catherine O'Robbie, a human resources staffer, how much it would cost to fire them without cause, that is, if they did not explicitly violate their contracts.
So for Ms. Bean, it would be $448,846.67. For Ms. Lee, it would be $232,211.67. And for Mr. Barnes, it would be a three-month severance package, which is 3 months of salary, vacation leave payout, COBRA coverage for health and dental, and the deferred comp, which comes to $39,782.31.
Beckner did some quick adding. Then he asked the board not to act hastily.
What we're talking about is making a $720,000 decision here. And I guess this is some of the concerns that I have, because this is going to be a very large decision that we're going to have to make should we decide to terminate their contracts, assuming that they do not resign.
Commissioner Kevin White asked his colleagues why they want Internal Performance Auditor Jim Barnes, who is being accused of sloppy work, gone. He questioned the timing of the resignation request.
It's the wrong message at this point in time to lump him and his office into this particular issue. If we wanted to get rid of Mr. Barnes because he is running an inadequate shop, we should put that on a different agenda on a different day and bring that issue up again. Or we should have done it long time ago.
Commissioner Jim Norman said that he was concerned over the haste of the decision as well.
I need to understand it before I fire a 30-year employee, a multiple-year employee and a county attorney who you're talking about ruining their credentials as they move forward. I need to understand that before I can have that kind of a...
When given his say, Auditor Barnes did not mince words.
I will not resign today. I will not resign tomorrow. I will not resign next week. I feel like that I've served you well, and I'll stand by that.
Administrator Bean, whose awarding of a 1% pay raise to herself and Attorney Lee was one of the things that precipitated the email controversy, said that she wanted her attorney to speak for her when the matter is brought up at next week's regular board meeting. But the county administrator, who earns more than $225,000 annually, maintained that she did nothing wrong and has lie detector results to prove it.
I did, in fact, receive a copy of emails that had been pulled. I have never opened it. I have never looked at a single email that was there. I have told Mr. Barnes that. And yesterday, along with the concurrence of my attorney, who is representing me in the FDLE case, I participated in a polygraph exam. I have a copy of the results of that exam.
Lee, who did bring her lawyer, said that Barnes's report told quite a story, but was lacking in substance.
He certainly told a story in that memo that would get anybody's attention. It was unfortunate for everyone involved that his memo could lead to a lot of inferences, yet at the same time it was based on assumptions rather than facts, and it contained no evidence and backup documentation.
Chinwe Fawcett, who is Lee's attorney, delivered a passionate appeal to the board. She said that Lee's professional reputation has been stellar and that the accusations she faces are based on speculation. Fawcett warned of the trouble that results from action based on speculation, and embattled Commissioner Kevin White concurred.
She has given no reason for anyone to call her ethics, her integrity, or her name to question. However, in the past few months, this commission has, I believe, put her through some very irrelevant things based on nothing but speculation. The problem here, as you well know, is that anyone can make any number of allegations against anyone.
Don't I know?
The board did not move forward on asking the three staffers to resign. Instead, at the advice of Lee, they decided to hire a human resources attorney to represent them in this case. They plan on taking up the issue at next Wednesday's regular board meeting. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.